AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court refuses to reinstate North Carolina's voter ID law, rejecting a state request to delay a lower federal court ruling against the law. The AP's Gary Robertson reports from Raleigh that that measure was first passed 3 years ago by the Republican majority legislature.
In 2013, Republican lawmakers passed a mandate that said that you needed one of six qualifying photo identifications in order to vote. They also scaled back early in-person voting. The U.S. Department of Justice, state NAACP, and other groups sued over the law, saying it was discriminatory and would disproportionately hurt minority voters.
The 4-4 split decision in the Supreme Court let stand the lower court ruling. The split also shows how closely divided the court is and how the outcome of the presidential election might determine the court's future direction. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.